Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators, what does that Lego airplane and this real airplane behind me have to do with running your restaurant and hiring your staff, training them better, and training them faster? I'm going to share all that with you right now, coming up. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now, I apologize for my voice and my red eyes and the dark light. It's about 5:30 in the morning here. I'm getting ready to take this beautiful 182 about an hour and a half north of here, just south of Fort Worth, to an airplane show where I'm going to meet and hang out with some other airplane dorks like me. But what does all of this have to do with operating your restaurant? Well, it has to do with the fact that things that are complicated now become uncomplicated later. Things that are hard now get easy later. Like riding a bike, for example. Riding a bike was hard one day, and then it became easy. Well, how did riding a bike go from being hard to being easy, to being second nature for you right now? And when we figure that out, when we figure out how something goes from being complicated to not complicated, goes from being hard to not hard, we could take anything then. That's what's important, is learning how something goes from hard to being easy and then applying that to anything else that we do to make hard things easy. So like flying this airplane, for example, this was hard and then one day it became easy. And the way that that happens is we chunk it down. See, everything that's hard is hard because it's made up of a bunch of easier things. Those easier things are called sub-skills. And when we learn how to get good at or master a bunch of sub-skills, that all leads up to getting good at and mastering the big skill. So again, like riding a bike, when you're good at balance and you have a decent amount of strength and agility, then riding the bike is easy. But when you're young and you don't have those things yet, riding the bike is hard. Flying the airplane. When I first started flying an airplane, or when I talk to people that I fly airplanes, they're like, wow, flying an airplane, that's hard. Wow. But the reality is it's kind of second nature. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's become much easier. But when you're learning how to fly an airplane, you don't just get in with a co-pilot, with an instructor, and say, okay, today we're going to learn how to fly an airplane. What you do is there's a series of sub-skills that you learn. When you taxi an airplane, you don't use your hands, you use your feet, you use rudder pedals. So you have to learn how to taxi an airplane. You have to learn how to start the engine. You have to learn how to use the avionics and the radios. You have to learn how to communicate on the radios. You have to learn how to climb out on takeoff, how to descend for landing, how to flare for landing, how to make steep turns, how to do all these things. But those are just a series of sub skills that all lead up to learning how to do something hard. Now, the best example I have to share this with you is going to be with Lego. So as we're talking about chunking it down, I said I was going to talk about Lego. A very interesting story about Lego. I'm here doing some Legos with my son Cooper. Say hi.
Hi.
So a very interesting story about Lego. Lego in the 70s, 80s, maybe early 90s, was a very popular toy. And then they went nearly bankrupt. And the reason Lego went nearly bankrupt is because, do you remember getting all those bricks? You would just get boxes and boxes or bags and bags of yellow bricks and orange bricks and red bricks and different colors that they call them bricks. And the challenge was the stuff that they showed on the box, kids couldn't actually create because there was no real instructions. It was just bricks and you had to use your imagination. But our imaginations weren't skillful enough to create the stuff. So once you had a bunch of bricks, you didn't need to buy any more. So Lego got this great idea to start kind of developing more complex kits and licensing out, like with Star Wars and Disney and all these different characters. And then the challenge was they would create these really complex, really expensive kits. As you guys know, Lego's expensive, but no one could finish them. No one could finish them because they did some surveys and they found out that the instructions weren't very well written. They weren't divided up very well. And so again, Lego struggled. And then when Lego figured out how to write their instructions, how to chunk it down, the company had huge success. So now when you get Lego, you get, sorry, that says one, a bag one, bag two, bag three, and then the instructions are divided by bags. So when you start the instructions, it says bag one and you build bag one, then bag two and you build bag two. So what this does is this allows Cooper and I to do a couple of things. One, we can sit down and not have to commit to building the whole set, because there's nothing worse than losing one piece and not being able to finish it. So like right now, I just did some dinner prep. We're gonna sit down and we're gonna build bag one. We're not gonna open bag two. We're not gonna open bag three. We're not even gonna worry about it. We're just gonna build bag one. It might take us 15, 20 minutes. Yay. And then, right? And then we'll be done.
Yay.
Maybe we decide to go to bag two. Maybe we don't, but we're gonna be done with bag one and we're not gonna lose any parts. Yay. And we're gonna complete it, right? And you're gonna get the feeling of completion.
I'll get a cup to put our Legos in.
He's gonna get a cup to put the Lego pieces in. And then we feel good and he feels good because he completed a step. Then we'll go to bag two, and then we'll go to bag three. And before you know it, Cooper, jump again. He's trying to jump to get it. Oh, good job, be careful. There is stock on the stove, Cooper, be careful. Okay, but basically what happens is you build on it. So you complete one, and then you complete two, and then sometimes parts from one go into part two, and then sometimes parts from two go into part three. And then you end up with this. But this wouldn't have been possible to do if it was just a bag of bricks with a giant instruction manual, not divided into bags. Okay, Cooper, what do we call all these pieces here?
Sub-assembly.
What do we call them?
Sub-assembly.
So as you'll see in the instructions right now, we're gonna take the second sub-assembly we made, we're gonna combine it with another sub-assembly that gets combined with another sub-assembly to create an assembly, like a skill, like a sub-skill. That's the point.
Another sub-assembly to another.
That's the point I'm trying to make here. When you're training your team, break your training down into smaller pieces, like customer service. Like we said, customer service is not just customer service. It's greeting the guest properly. It's greeting a table properly. It's taking phone orders properly. It's handling complaints properly. When you can do all 20 of those things, then you have great customer service. Hey, so I just want to quickly bring this whole video together. We talked about a lot of concepts about making things that are hard easy, about making things that are complicated less complicated, and the way we do that is chunk it down from the big skill to the sub-skills. So in your restaurant, when we talk about hiring your staff and training your staff, one of the biggest challenges that we find is, like I mentioned just before this, people say to me things like, Ryan, I'm having a hard time with customer service. Ryan, my team isn't good at customer service. How do I get my team better at customer service? That's just an example. It could be speed of cooking. It could be speed of prep. It could be organization. It could be ordering. It could be any number of things. But what I encourage you to do is whatever it is that you're challenged with, break that skill down into smaller sub-skills, then develop trainings for the sub-skills, not the main skill. Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off, right? Daniel's son keeps saying, I haven't learned karate. And then all of a sudden he starts punching him. He says, wax on, wax off, paint the fence, sand the deck, whatever. And then all of a sudden Daniel's like, wait, I'm good at karate now. I didn't even know I was learning karate. I was learning all these other things, but now I'm good at karate. It's no different. When your team is struggling with something, if they get good at answering the phone and they get good at greeting the guests and they get good at handling complaints and they get good at understanding the menu and they know the wine list and they know the beer list, and they know how to use all the different parts of the POS without having to stop and think about it or get a manager, when they know how to give refunds, when they know the difference between a comp and a void, when they know how to sell gift cards, then all of a sudden one day, your team's awesome at customer service and you didn't even train on customer service. You just trained on how to do 30 easy things, right? Because running your restaurant isn't hard. What makes running your restaurant hard is doing 100 or 1,000 easy things well every day. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an amazing day, and I'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.